This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
After Mizan the scale, the disbelievers now will enter into Jahannam with their false lords. They will follow them and they will go into Jahannam. Only three categories of people will remain: true believers, sinful believers, and the munafiqun. From the scale, they will walk toward the Sirat, which is the bridge. Now, on that day, people will have light according to their actions. If they had plenty of good actions, their light will be as far as the eye can see. Others will have light equivalent to a mountain. Some, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they will only have light according to their nail. Whilst they are walking, the light of the munafiqun will be extinguished. So they will call out to the believers, "Oh believers, stop, stop, stop. We want to take some light from your light." Like you place a torch upon another torch and you take that fire. This is what they are saying. But the believers will say, because this will be the day where a mother will not be ready to give anything to a child. A child will be not ready to give anything to the mother. They will say, "Qila rji'u wara'akum faltamisu nuran." Go back where we got our light from and go and get the light. So they will go back to get light. And what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place a wall between them, between the believers and the munafiqun. لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ رَحْمَةٌ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبْلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will place this wall, but in this wall, there will be a door. Possibly that door can be open, but can only be open from the believer's side. And Allah says, on the believer's side of this wall and this door, there is rahmah, there is mercy. But on the side of the disbelievers and the munafiqun, there is azab. Now the azab is coming towards them. They're getting desperate. As the Arabs say, al-ghariqu yata'allaq bizzabat. A drowning person will even hold on to the froth on the sea. So they will call out to the believers, yunadunahum, alam nakun ma'akum? They will say to the believers, weren't we with you in the world? Didn't we live with you? Didn't we spend time with you? We were with you. The believers will say, bala, indeed, you were in our communities. Walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum. But your problem was that you placed yourself into fitnah. You tested yourself. You hung around with the wrong people. You associated with those people who caused you fitna, watarabastum. And then a time came that you weren't sure who's on the right. So you were waiting for our destruction. Wartabtum. And then what did that lead to? Then that, what that led to is that you began to doubt. And what happened? Wagharratkum al-amaniyu. And then the false delusion of the dunya overtook you. Hatta ja amrullah. And then what happened is that this occasion occurred. You died and today you see what is happening to you. Really, what was the main reason for this? Shaitan deceived you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dunya became your motivation. You hung around with people. You put yourself in the wrong place. And then a time came, you began to doubt. Putting yourself in that place, which may cause you to doubt in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is exactly what happened to the munafiqun. Sometimes they will sway this way. Sometimes they will sway that way. Eventually, they remained in that place, which tried and tested them, the association, the people that they hung around with, that they began to doubt. And ultimately, Shaitan was the winner and they were the losers.